Welcome once again to the semi-monthly TAG Talks from the Atchison Group, TAG. Click subscribe now to be sure you stay in the loop on all of these. Today we will be discussing the importance and the challenges of hygienic design for food safety. I'm your host, Lisa Lupo, and with me today are TAG's Chief Scientific Officer, Rolando Gonzalez, and Senior Advisor of Food Safety, Gary Gessel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Lisa.
So the sanitary or hygienic design of a food facility is essential to food safety, but it's not always well understood or applied. So Gary, could you explain just what it is and why it is important?
Facility design is important to all food facilities in that they need to be designed for the type of food group they are producing. They also need to have hygienic zoning built into them. And as we progress in the area of food safety, hygienic design becomes imperative to the food safety success of the plant and the organization.
Rolando, would you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, sure. Lisa and Gary. Yeah, in addition to what Gary just said, facility design from a sanitary standpoint mitigates risk from a number of different types of hazards, including microbiological hazards, but even chemical and physical hazards as well that could make their way eventually into the food supply.
So even when sanitary design is thoroughly built into a new facility, it can quickly become a legacy facility when production begins. So can you explain just what that is?
Yes, a new facility is only new at the beginning, and then it starts to, I don't want to use the term deteriorate, but it shows its wear as we produce food within that facility. Now, it's important, even on a new facility, that we provide feedback to the architects and engineers so we can continually improve the process of having the best sanitary design for the food we're manufacturing and the type of food groups that are there. So this feedback is imperative both on facilities and on equipment. And I think in this area, there's an opportunity as we identify those opportunities within new facilities or legacy facilities to really reach out to the designing engineers, designing architects, to make sure they understand where we need improvements as we move forward. Some of these can be built in after the fact by corrective action in the facility and or equipment. But it's just so important that we communicate to the engineers and the OEMs on the importance of good sanitary design for both facilities and equipment.
Rolando, anything else there?
Well, rarely you have, just as Gary said at the beginning, you have the luxury of having a new facility, right? But in fact, most of the clients that we work with, they have legacy facilities. And we always have to work around that. And there are ways to work around that for sure.
Okay. So we've talked about the facility, but what about the hygienic design and maintenance of the equipment? Rolando, would you want to address that one?
Absolutely. Equally important for sure. When you think about sanitary hygienic design of the enterprise, you're talking about both equipment and facility. Equipment that is not hygienically designed can definitely become niches for microorganisms to harbor in there, or even allergens as well, which can then lead to cross-contact of food, or in the case of microorganisms, cross-contamination of the food processing environment and eventually the food. And there is different tiers of equipment out there and different options for manufacturers to invest on. Unfortunately, not all of them are designed equally, and some will enable good sanitation and good access to be able to accomplish that, while some others will actually prevent that from being able to get accomplished, simply because the design was not, the principles of sanitary design were not considered. So absolutely, the equipment and the facility both come into play when we think about sanitary or and or hygienic design.
Gary, would you have anything to add to that?
Yes, I would. Rolando touched on the principles of sanitary design for both equipment and facilities, and it's important to use a structured, disciplined approach using those principles and generally the checklists that go with those principles to really evaluate your facility, evaluate your equipment to ensure that you are in compliance or can get the equipment and or facility into compliance so that there is not the risk that Rolando was talking about of microbiological or allergen or foreign material risks that could be produced by the equipment or facility itself just from normal operation.
Okay. So we'll jump back to Rolando again. What would you see as the key challenges of sanitary design, and how does TAG assist with that?
Great question, Lisa. And, you know, we touched at the beginning and you ask about the difference, right, between a legacy facility and what, you know, what does that mean and versus a new facility? And that's one of the greatest challenges. You know, most of the time we deal with clients who don't have the luxury of having a new facility and or new equipment installed. And this may have been installed years ago when these principles of sanitary design that we're talking about were not even being considered, were not being actively implemented into the equipment and facilities. So I think that's one of the greatest challenges, and it's a common area that we help clients with by helping them conduct a risk assessment, as Gary was talking about, in terms of where are the true risks in your lines, right? And then how can we, what can we recommend based on the number, good number of facilities that we visit on a yearly basis and our own experiences in our prior careers. I think another challenge that we see commonly is cost. There is always a topic of cost associated with equipment and or facilities that have been designed in alignment with the sanitary principles of design. And we always tell clients and help them understand that when you look at it over the course, I mean, the life cycle of that equipment and that facility, it really, it might even result in savings and a positive impact to the bottom line, not to mention, obviously, the mitigation of risk that we talked about before. But there is always a misconception and a tendency to look at upfront cost. And that's one of the big barriers as well for adopting and implementing sanitary design.
Okay. Gary, anything else there?
No.
Okay.
One more point.
Yes.
Even a new facility is not perfect. New equipment is not perfect. So we really need to take the time to identify the areas that can pose opportunity or have room for improvement prior to the equipment being used, prior to the facility opening. And this is where the experts from TAG can really assist in this area of both facility evaluation and equipment evaluation.
And that's a great point, Gary. And Lisa, I just wanted to add to what Gary said, that the ideal situation is when you engage the food safety team and experts such as those from the Atchison Group early in the process. That will give you the certainty that the sanitary principles of design have been considered and that any showstoppers have been identified and any areas that are going to be presenting a great amount of risk in the future are considered and addressed early in the process. Unfortunately, many times we see companies that reach out or that engage their food safety teams too late in the process. When everything has been completed, we're at the time of commissioning, and now we discover, oh, you know what? That is going to present this level of increased risk because of lack of access or because incompatible materials, et cetera, et cetera. So always engaging food safety early in the process is something that we recommend highly as well.
Okay.
And to build on that, there's an exponential increase in cost the later in the process that you identify that opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you for all that. Would either of you kind of have a key takeaway that you would want to make sure that our listeners follow?
Well, I would say, you know, embracing and adopting and implementing sanitary design of facilities enables good sanitation. And right there, you are definitely capitalizing on the benefit of adopting that sanitary design for both the equipment and the facility. Again, we go back to mitigation of risk. And that is really where the benefits of sanitary design lie. I mean, there is other benefits that are related to the usage of water and chemicals and you know, protecting the equipment and being ensuring that the food is not going to be contaminated with some sort of reaction between the materials and the equipment and or that the facility is not going to become the source of foreign material or some other sort of contamination to the food. So key topic, a topic that we are dealing with clients actively, and it's, I would say, a hot topic in the food industry at this point.
Again, my closing would be to make sure that we communicate with the design engineers, the architects, and the engineers that design facilities to really work towards continually improving those designs and try to control the costs, because well-designed equipment always doesn't have to cost more.
Okay. Well, thank you both again very much. And thank you to our viewers. We hope that you have gained some insights on hygienic design, as well as its importance and challenges for the safety of foods. Check out TAG's full line of TAG Talks videos on YouTube, and be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thanks so much. Have a great day.